Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
On in, it's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass, and boy, oh boy, do we have a lot to talk about on this Tuesday. Ross Tucker later in the show. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, sometimes, you know, when you dig yourself into a hole, sometimes it's just best to keep digging. Might as well, hell.
You've been there before?
I've been there. Just might as well just keep digging.
Well, the digging begins, and that's what WIP's here for today, because we're going to unpack what happened last night. So I'll tell you where I was at last night at 6 o'clock. I'm in my kitchen. I'm cleaning up from dinner stuff, and I saw my phone just starts blowing up, and that doesn't usually happen to me. Like, I don't live that exciting of a life that at 6 o'clock I'm getting a ton of texts. Like, what are you doing right now? And I started to realize the text messages here were about the Brandon Graham show on WIP last night. And
lit that thing on fire.
And I was like, what's going on? Like, all right, BG, love BG. What's going on? I tuned in, and I couldn't tune out for the next half hour because it was some of the most compelling radio I ever heard. All right, we're going to bring it to you here. Some of what you heard last night. We got a lot to discuss today. But if you missed it last night, I don't know how, unless you live under a rock. Brandon Graham on WIP last night, very critical of A.J. Brown, trying to reconvene this thing because he feels like there's an issue here between Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown within this Eagles team, within the locker room. 215-592-9494. We'll give you our take on it coming up in just a minute here. But first, let's listen to BG last night about Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, what's going on, what he feels, and what he hopes moving forward.
The person that's complaining need to be accountable. And I'm just being honest. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he noticed. He, you know, I don't know the whole story, but I know that one is trying. And, I mean, 11 could be a little better with how he responds to things. And they was friends before this. It's like, man, but things have changed. And I understand that because life happens. But we gotta. It's the business side that we have to make sure that we don't let the personal get in the way of the business, and that's what we gotta do better as right now, because we know it's an issue. Everybody's seen some things, but we need to be able to talk things out as men. You know what I'm saying? But we need to let personal stuff go, and let's get right for this game, because, man, it's like a lot of stuff. Most of the time, it's just a conversation that just need to be had. But the person with the problem got to want to talk to the person other than others. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
Look, if it was just that last night, if it had ended at one thing there, about a minute long from Brandon Graham, I think maybe everyone would have just like, all right. That
was long talking.
But he was. He continued here.
He's on the meds.
Look, he said last night that one, and he's referencing their numbers, right? Jalen Hurts is trying, and maybe A.J. Brown 11's got to be better at how he responds to things. He went on talking about the separation of personal stuff and business. Business meaning the football side, team trying to win. Let's hear Brandon Graham last night. This was really strong on what he hopes they figure out now moving forward.
That's my brother. As much as us brothers fight, go talk to your brother. Go get on the same page with your brother. Go do some extra with your brother. Not let the personal get in the way of the business. Like I said, it's like, man, I'm just tired of, I just don't like that when people try to portray a certain way. And it's like, man, what you doing? What are you doing to help the situation that's not helping us?
All right, there's a lot to unpack here. 215-592-9494. We're going to play a lot of audio today. We're going to discuss this throughout. But, Hugh, I know everyone's going to be very curious, especially today. I mean, every day your perspective people want to hear on this show. But, Hugh,
why do they want to hear my perspective today, Joe?
Well, you kind of live this, Hugh, so I want to hear yours in full. But let me just come out and say it this way, because I know a lot of people are very upset, frustrated, worried about this football team moving forward. And I understand why you'd be worried, right? There's locker room issues going on, clearly. And we heard it on Sunday after the game, and now it's kind of manifesting to the Brandon Graham show and all this, right? And we're hoping they could piece this thing back together because it's a really good football team. But I might surprise you on this. I am glad Brandon said what he said last night. And not just as a radio host, because I know you're probably thinking that, well, you just want to talk about it. Well, that's my job.
I mean, but that's what we do.
But as a fan, I actually think this could end up being a good thing. And maybe at some point, there's nothing left to lose. And here's what I mean by that. Clearly, there's something been going on for a long time in the locker room. This was last year stuff we were heard about. Mm-hmm. That there was kind of this up and down feeling of, do these guys are on the same page? Who knows? It derailed. There's been this weird uneasiness for a long time. And now A.J. Brown, after the game on Sunday, said what he said about the passing game being an issue. And the reason I think this is a good thing that Brandon said it is, you can't hide from this anymore. It's one thing to have locker room quotes. It's one thing to have anonymous sources. I have never heard. I'm getting close to 40 now. I've been a sports fan my whole life.
Ooh, you're 40. Oh,
close,
look
close,
at you.
Close.
40.
I'm pushing 40. Hugh, I've never heard a current athlete, like as they play, criticize a current teammate as they play for 20 minutes. I mean, it just went on and on. And I know it was constructive. But you can't hide from this now. You can't pretend. This is going to have to be addressed. They're going to have to talk about this, whether it be one-on-one, two-on-two. I don't know if it's a team meeting. I think this was a good thing because clearly Brandon felt he had to say something. He did it. I'm not upset at him. I don't think it was a bad thing. I don't know if it works or not, but I think it was a good thing because they can't run from this anymore. Fix it, Hugh Douglas. You lived this life literally and figuratively. Was it a good thing he did that?
Can I be allowed to long talk for
a little
bit? Well,
Brandon did last night. Go ahead.
Because this is the story of three different Hughes that happened.
Wow.
It's three. Because, Joe, I, as a radio host, when you hear that, the first thing to your point, you hear content.
Well, you're like, wow. What are you talking about?
It's content. It's content for us. And that's something that we can talk about. The second Hugh is a Philadelphia Eagle fan Hugh. And the fan in me automatically has an opinion about what Brandon is saying. And ultimately, my goal is, I'm like, damn, they about to mess up my bus trip. Because I think that's how every fan felt. I think that every fan, when you look at where we're sitting at right now, that's the initial fan feeling. It's like, damn, we got all this mess going on. This is eerily similar to last year. And it's going to mess around, and this could be something that, you know, derails the season. And then the third Hugh is former Eagle Hugh. And I said this to Brandon. I was like, yeah, you probably shouldn't have did that. Probably shouldn't have did that. Everybody does not need to know family business. And I know that there are people out there that can relate to what I'm saying, especially when you talk about relationships. Say if you got a girlfriend or a boyfriend and y'all having problems and you go tell your mama or you tell your cousins or something, they got something to say. Not knowing the whole situation, you automatically pick sides. And that's what we did last night.
Mm-hmm.
We picked sides last night. Whether we wanted to or not, we heard what Brandon said, and we automatically chose who we believed in the story, not knowing half of what's going on. Only thing we're going off of, if we're being realistic, is one word, passing. And we're assuming that he's talking about the quarterback, if we're being fair. And as Eagles fans, it's hard to be because we're looking at our seasons is in the balance right now. That's how we're looking at it. Our seasons in the balance. I look at it like this. Should not have been said because Brandon did exactly what he said AJ was doing. Aaron dirty laundry, Aaron family business. He did that. And I understand that he's emotional. Brandon wants to win a Super Bowl. When I heard him say, you know what I said? That's a guy who wants to go out on top. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with what he said. And like I said, I told him once he said it. Because he knew immediately when he said it, he knew he probably screwed up. And I said, yeah, dog, you probably screwed up. But, you know, like I said, as a host, a radio host, oh, we're going to take this and run with this. We're going to run because we have to.
Well, it's the biggest story. I mean, not just in Philadelphia sports. It's one of the biggest stories right now. This took over the national discourse last night.
That thing went hot. Like I'm sitting there, we're getting ready to do our show, my phone blowing up.
So two nights ago, a North American athlete signed a contract for nearly $800 million. This is now the biggest story. Like, turn on ESPN. This is the biggest story in sports right now because of all the stuff going on with it. 215-592-9049 for Hugh. You have three different Hughes. You have all this perspective involved, and I get that. And I understand your side of why you don't think it was good that he brought this out. But I come back to this. Let's hear AJ Sunday after the game. Because I keep thinking about what he said. He started this. Brandon brought it to a head last night, but AJ started this Sunday. He could have answered this a lot of different ways. He chose to answer it this way. Here's AJ after the game Sunday.
The offense wasn't good enough. What are some things you think that the offense needs to improve on?
Passing.
AJ, I know everybody wants to get in a rhythm. And Devontae was acknowledging that. You know, receivers, just like running backs, want to get in rhythm. How hard is it as a receiver to get into a rhythm when you guys are only throwing the ball like 20 times?
incredibly tough.
It seemed like there was a moment on the sideline when you threw your helmet into the bench. What prompted that reaction?
Three and out.
As a leader on this offense, was kind of your approach this week in changing the result in terms of everyone, not just you, a lot of players on offense saying that this was just not up to the offensive standard?
Putting our hair down and just going to work, doing the things we're doing and, you know, learning and growing.
What are the conversations like with Jalen during a game like this where maybe the passing game isn't everything you wanted it to be?
Not too much conversation, honestly. So I don't know.
So much from that hit me. Here's, and we talked a little bit about it yesterday, but we were more discussing the reality of the game.
Yes.
I did not like that AJ said that. Whether or not he was wrong, I mean, I think he's right, right? The passing game is the problem right now.
Yeah.
But I didn't like that he said it because, Hugh, perception becomes reality. And the perception is...
He was talking about Jalen.
He's talking about Jalen. Yes. And so... This, and I go back to last year. I know people don't want to. Remember last year when they changed the play in Seattle and they made the head coach look like a moron for 3 weeks?
Yeah, and he called into the show.
Yeah.
Shout out to the afternoon show.
But this has been going on a long time. Like AJ and Jalen and stuff, it feels like it's been going on a long time. So my perspective is this. Hugh, you made a good analogy, family business, right?
Yes.
And sometimes you don't air it or you're not supposed to air it. But sometimes the big brother or the dad or the mom, whoever, has got to raise their voice a little bit and say, enough is enough. And that's last night I viewed it as Brandon in an interesting way on his own show on WIP saying, you know what, guys, I'm the big brother here. You guys just keep fighting and it's going to hurt us. Enough is enough. And I'm glad he did it because now they can't avoid
it. This is where I think Brandon messed up at. And he admitted this. He didn't speak to them first. Brandon's emotional too now because that was an emotional reaction to what he was told about what's going on. Well, put
and
it like this. And that's what I was about to say. And what he knows. So that was an emotional reaction to that. And plus, Brandon's not playing right now. So Brandon is his mortality right now is in question. And what I mean by that is this might be Brandon's last go-round.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon wants to go out on top. But what this has done is not everybody has an opinion about nothing, about something they know nothing about. And that's the worst place you could be right now. That because everybody, we sat here, Joe, and just like Kyle asked me yesterday, which he was killing me for yesterday, when he said, well, what's the problem with the quarterback? And I said, well, maybe it's the holidays. Now, this, what we speculated has been validated.
I don't know if it's the holidays.
The holidays? But you're going back to the holidays?
I
was just giving people context, the folks that probably didn't hear the show yesterday. Mm. That's all I'm doing. But the thing is this is fixable. This can be fixed by this weekend. What needs to happen is there needs to be a conversation between those two individuals.
I agree. And you know what? I think because BG did this, they can't avoid it now. The way it's almost like we'll do it your way. We'll stay calm. And then enough is enough. And at some point, I got to raise my voice. And that's the way, and he didn't raise his voice last night, but that's the way I viewed it. It was like the big brother or the dad or someone kind of higher up in the family raises their voice and says, enough, cut the bleep. Between the quarterback and the wide receiver. 215-592-9494. Do you think it was a good thing? Your reaction to what Brandon Graham said last night. We'll continue to bring you more of what Brandon Graham has said after last night's Brandon Graham show this morning on WIP. But we start here. Kyle, what do you think before we go to the phones? Was it a good thing that Brandon Graham did what he did last night?
So like the Eagles fan in me that has the Steelers coming up this week and the one seed still in focus is like, why the hell does this have to happen right now? Like they just won 9 straight games and now all of a sudden, like I'm not blaming us. This entire conversation has to be had now because AJ Brown said this, because Brandon Graham said this. So like, I don't like the fact that it's right there in front of us.
Right before the Steelers come to town.
But I get the idea that now the Eagles themselves are also forced to have to face this thing because I, like you, go back to last season and how it all fell apart at the end. And we remember all the quotes that were anonymous. Mm-hmm. These were anonymous quotes.
Anonymous quotes.
So things were coming out of the locker room either way, right? But now it comes from the voice of a, you know, what you think is a respected leader on the team.
Respected leader.
That's basically saying, hey, Jalen, hey, AJ, hey, Nick Sirianni, who I think it's almost entirely on to make sure that this thing gets worked out. Like, hey, this needs to be nipped in the bud right now, right? If we don't want this thing to fall apart like it did last season, you have to figure this thing out. You have to figure this thing out. So I like the fact that now instead of letting it unravel with people talking behind their backs, they're all talking with each other, or they have to be in a spot where they talk with each other, get this thing figured out. This is the biggest turning point the entire season, could be the turning point in Nick Sirianni's career as the Philadelphia Eagles head coach. So go get this thing figured out right now. Just end it. It's on them to end it.
Enough is enough. Cut the bleep. I mean, that's the message I grabbed from Brandon. That was the Brandon Graham show last night.
He put his name on that one.
His face on YouTube. Everett 215-592-9494. Are your reaction here to the Brandon Graham show last night, what he said, and where we're at right now between the quarterback and the wide receiver? And I also thought it was interesting very quickly. The way he framed it, because yesterday was a lot about Jalen, right? Jalen's not playing well. Jalen's fault. But that's not the message that Brandon gave last night. His message was, one is trying, 11's got to respond better, right? Like, the way I heard it was, hey, Jalen's not perfect, but AJ, you got to be better. Like, you're not perfect either, whether it be the comments or your play or whatever. You got to be better, too. Let's go to the phone lines here. JT Langhorne starts us off. Good morning, JT.
Yo, I'm number one?
Was that JT?
He said he's number
one. I'm number
one
today. I'm loving that.
Oh, you are number one, like Jalen. Yeah, go ahead, JT.
Listen, cut the malarkey out, all right? The team is doing fine. If you got, I really want to put my foot up, Skip Ice Eskin behind.
You said Skip Eskin.
About the passing game. Stop the whining and crying. We're doing great.
JT.
The defense is great.
JT.
The running game is the
greatest of all time. JT, do you know who doesn't think they're doing great? A.J. Brown. Ooh. A.J. Brown.
Hey, A.J. Brown, message from me. Shut it. We won it. That's the best stat, bro. We won it. Nobody cares about stat. I got him on my fantasy squad. I'll gladly take a fantasy loss over an Eagles win. You hear me?
Sure.
I don't give a shit. I'm taking L's all year.
Yeah, well, you finished in last place in our league, by the way. JT, I think that's fine. But obviously, it's an issue within the locker room. Brandon Graham went on and on for 20 minutes last night about how big of a deal it is.
You stuck on that 20 minutes.
And of course, he long talked it.
You know, it's that remember that song? You probably remember the song Nas, Ether. Yes.
I love Big G, but he out of pocket for talking about family business in public. Stop taking the bait from the media.
What bait? It's his show. JT, it's the Brandon Graham show.
This wasn't his podcast on YouTube. This is a WIP program at Chickens and Peace. Cut it out.
The Brandon Graham show. Hold on, JT. Brandon Graham's a grown man. He has a microphone in front of him. He can say whatever he wants.
And then he apologized for
right.
He did it.
But he did it. He chose to say what he said. That's fine. He can backtrack it all he wants.
So why'd he walk it back?
Because he probably got 50 phone calls.
No, because he realized after he did it, it was a bad look.
Thank you. Like, he's taking the bait. Look, Brandon Graham, you a player first. A sports, whatever you're trying to be later in life, you're
analyst.
Not lad.
Analyst.
Sounds like someone I know.
Right now, you a player. Do your job first, bro. He's family business. Team is doing good. Don't fall for the banana tailpipe.
JT, good phone call. We like it. But please, if anyone's blaming WIP today or the media,
ridiculous.
You got to stop.
Like, I mean, you know what's funny? What if JT, on his phone call, had said something airing out his own family personal business, right? Is that our fault?
Yes.
Because he called into our show because it happened on WIP.
Yep.
But during the JT and Langhorne phone call, get real.
Listen, it's the Brandon Graham show. And Brandon has been doing this long enough, right? I'm trying to remember when the Brandon Graham show started, but it's been at least a while. I can think back to.
This ain't Brandon's first
rodeo. No, it's been a long time. I would say at least 7-8 years, if not longer than that. I'm just trying to go back in my memory bank. So this isn't his first rodeo. He chose his words last night. Now, he has walked them back in certain ways. He spoke to ESPN's Tim McManus last night. He was on this morning. We'll play some of that as well for you. But when that can of worms is open, it's open, dog.
Like, listen. Brandon knew after he said what he said that he was remorseful. He was remorseful, and he knew that it was something that probably shouldn't have been said. But at that point, you know, you got to own it. You got to own it. You know, we laughed and giggled about it, but I was like, yeah, dog, you know, we're going to talk about this. We're gonna talk about this for a couple of days now. This is gonna be a topic for a couple
of
days.
I think we've all been here in life, Hugh, where you say something and then you realize you shouldn't have said it, but that doesn't mean what you said you didn't mean.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean what you said wasn't true.
And to his credit, he didn't say, you know, he just said he shouldn't have said it.
Like,
you know,
we've all been there in life where you say something and then you're like, oh, man, I shouldn't have said that. It doesn't mean the spirit of what you said you didn't mean in the moment. Like, that's still out there now. And obviously, Brandon feels like there's an issue between Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown that they got to fix. I'm glad he did it because now the Eagles can't avoid this. Let's go to Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy sound the alarm day, man.
Oh, yeah. We got a DEFCON warning here, Chris. What's up, buddy?
Guys, I don't know, man. This is some insanity. First off, I love how Hugh recognizes himself that he's got multiple personality disorder going on. But
oh, no, I do.
Well, there's 64 Hughes about to be in a bracket.
64 is probably light. But, yeah, we'll get to the bracket later in the year. The BG comments are just – it's telling. I mean, it basically is finally just, you know, taking the cover off this thing and letting everybody see in. He said those two main things. You guys already played the one clip about don't let personal things get in the way of business. So now we know it's not just a football thing.
You got that cricket.
Hey, they won. Why are you complaining? Because it's personal. It's not just business. The other thing is that I found very, very interesting is he also stated that at one time they were friends and then some things happened. Well, that's okay. We still need to get along and play and stuff. We don't have to go, you know, we understand you're not going to be friends again. So, again, there's something personal that happened between these two men. I want to address this right at the end of my call because I do have a question for Hugh. But I do want to just point out, again, BG lit this fire. Like, this situation, and I love BG, but this situation would have had some rumblings. We all would have been talking about it for a week and stuff. And then if they won against Pittsburgh or whatever, we all would have moved on. Now, it almost doesn't matter what happens. This is going to be the focal point that everybody's laser focused on. And not only just us here in the Delaware Valley, but you guys already referenced this nationally. Everyone is going to be talking about this. Everyone is going to be looking at it. There's a microscope under it. And Kyle hit the nail on the head where, I believe, where are you, Nick? You're supposed to be the CEO guy. You're supposed to be making sure everything's going smoothly because that's what you do. And don't act like, oh, well, this just popped up. Give him a chance. No, this happened last year. It spilled over into this year. It's become a problem again. Where are you on this situation? You need to handle this because we don't know what you do. And what we're told you do is you handle the vibes. Well, the vibes clearly suck right now.
It's a great point, Chris. It's a great point, and it's an important one. Chris, we appreciate the phone. It's a great point. It's an important one. And I actually think down the stretch of the season, more than just wins and losses, the Eagles are going to look at this with Sirianni. He's got to get this locker room back together because if it's not, and it's 2 years in a row, that almost supersedes 11 wins or whatever. 2-1.